It all starts with a thought. When we transform our thoughts, we transform our world. Let's start with today's transformation. Let's start it right now.
Welcome back to Transform Your Thinking. Like always, we've got something to think about today. Today I want you to think about not fitting in. It's okay not to fit in. A lot of us, we really have that urge to fit in no matter what. And we'll do almost anything. In some cases, we will do anything. If we have that mindset, we are already broken. We have to figure out that we are special. And if you don't fit in and you feel that awkwardness, there is a reason for that. Generally, it's a warning sign. If you don't fit in, that generally also means that you're set apart from that behavior. That's important for us to understand. Not everything is meant for us. We have to slow down. We have to center ourselves and find who we truly are. That's when we understand it's okay not to fit in. When we're young, it can be very awkward and sometimes very unstabilizing to not only us, but our total environment. Our family shifts, our community shifts, connections themselves shift. Sometimes it's okay not to fit in. Sometimes we struggle to identify, and sometimes it's like we are a lone fish in a very huge ocean. That uniqueness is a gift. And oftentimes we feel lonely instead of embracing it and owning it, making it your own. I understand how the energy feels when you're in a crowd. Sometimes that can be very dangerous. We've got to be careful about where we place ourselves. If we don't feel like we fit in, we probably don't, and we shouldn't probably be in that place, that situation. This is when we have to really take charge of ourselves and remove ourselves from that particular energy. When we feel that awkwardness of not fitting in, there's always a reason. At that very moment, you have to rely on yourself. This is when you push yourself forward into the awkwardness and embrace it. Or you pivot and you place your energy in a better suited environment for you. Sometimes that's so hard because we want to fit in so badly at times. But this is when it gets dangerous, when we can't see the signs and we don't take heed to them. It's always okay to press that awkwardness a little bit, to really truly find out where you are and what you want to be and how you want to achieve that. It's always okay not to fit in. When we find ourselves in the situation that we need to pivot and we're stuck in that situation, that environment, and we truly want to put ourselves in a better place, but you don't feel that you fit into that better place, This is when I really, truly want you to step into the awkwardness and lean in on why you are feeling awkward in the place you are at. This is the point in time when you want to leverage that awkwardness, lean into it, and say, yes, I do belong. Creating habits that make you fit into a social circle. Sometimes you should create those habits before you try to enter the social circle. That can help you alleviate that awkward feeling and make it more comfortable when you finally press through and open the gates to a new beginning. So we truly have to understand where we don't fit in, and more so why we don't fit in. This will tell us if we should move and pivot. This is when I like to take baby steps. I really like to try to understand why I'm feeling this awkwardness and loneliness sometimes when I'm in a social circle. Those telltale signs that you don't fit in. I'm not talking about when those around you try to make you feel that you don't fit in, and that's a totally different scenario. What I'm talking about is knowing who you are, finding that sweet spot within yourself, knowing this is where I need to be. Finding those people that don't put burdens on you when you are trying to pivot out of a lifestyle into something better for yourself. This all takes time. Developing better habits for yourself. And yes, just simply challenging yourself to do better. It's up to you to put structure to your life. No one else will do it for you, even though so many of us wish that that could happen. When we allow other people to dictate and mandate our lives for us, we will always feel horrible. So when you don't feel that you fit in and you don't belong, lean into it, understand it, and find out why. Once you learn why you don't fit in, that's when you start seeking the habits that you want to replace the old habits with. And do this one habit at a time. Don't think about the long term on this. Really be in the moment. Focus on the now. How long have you been in a situation where you don't feel that you belong? You really have to identify what you want in your life. If you're not in the right place, challenge yourself to get into the situation you want to be in. This will never just happen. You've got to take charge of this situation. You've got to take the baby steps and make sure you follow through with the challenges that you place upon yourself. Get this done. Before you know it, you're walking into where you fit in. Why? Because you feel good about yourself. You know that you understand where you are and you want to be where you are. After you are in that spot, those individuals that make you feel unwanted or that you do not fit in, they will just go away. They will melt away, and it's magical. Challenge yourself. Do you fit in? If not, find the why. And do something about it. take charge of your life, and develop a simple plan one day at a time. Baby step yourself out of that unwanted feeling, or the feeling that you don't fit in or you don't belong. If you truly lean into that odd, awkward feeling of discovery, you will ultimately become a better you. Think about it. Start today and become a better person for tomorrow. I'll see you next time.
If you found value in today's episode, please share it, like it, and subscribe to the podcast, and join us right back here for our next episode.